Welcome to the Consistency Club, a monthly podcast dedicated to marketing your photography business from the creators of This Can't Be That Hard. Each month on the 15th, you'll hear an in-depth discussion about a marketing strategy that's working well in the industry right now. Looking for even more support? When you become a member of the Consistency Club, you'll unlock access to the extended version of each month's podcast, along with monthly email and social media templates, and bonus access to that month's secret strategy. Sign up at go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club to get started. Dana, hi, how are you?
Adami, I am good. And I cannot believe that we are recording an April episode. This year is flying by
100%. I know. Maybe it's something having to do with the fact that, like, my child's high school graduation is barreling at me at a million miles an hour.
That is insane.
I know. And it's like, it's weird. It's all I can think about. He just turned 18. I have this whole story about his 18th birthday that I used for my email this month that I'm excited to share. But yeah, it's just like, it's everything in my head right now. It's crazy.
It still feels like it's January, honestly, which is nuts. So anyway, if you guys are feeling that way.
If all you're feeling is it's January, congratulations. Because I'm like, no, he's like four. So I'm like in a crazy time warp right now. But on that note, I am excited for the kind of topic that we're talking about today, because I feel like this is one that anyone can give some thought to and really add a little bit of zing to their marketing this month. And what we're talking about is the concept of credibility and like building credibility with your potential clients. Because, you know, we talk about trust a lot. And in this particular sense, I feel like trust and credibility can be used kind of interchangeably. But the difference with what, you know, we're talking about today and what a lot of marketers tell you to build is that a lot of times people are focused on building authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think a lot of photographers get either confused or put off or
in their head
about that, because they're like, well, that's not really the dynamic that I'm interested in setting up between me and my clients. Like, I go into someone's home or I spend the entire day with them at their wedding. I don't want them to see me as this like authority figure. That's not really the right relationship. But we do need to build some authority when we're trying to get someone to like get over the hump and like call us and book us and send us a lot of money. You know, there's like that weird trust thing where somebody does need to sort of see you as someone who knows what they're talking about. Right? Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think I see a lot of people feeling like, I don't want to be, I think when we say authority, we immediately think like authority figure, which is like, you know, somebody that's like very serious and very like in charge. And that is not how I think most photographers see themselves.
Right.
And so there becomes this sort of weirdness in like, okay, well, I have to be an authority in my space online, but that isn't who I am as a person at all. And then that starts to feel really inauthentic. And then either you just feel inauthentic or you just are like, blah, 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 and you stop doing anything.
Yeah.
So how do you get over that?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're going to talk about overall. But I want to kind of dive in on first, let's establish this definition of authority, because you're absolutely right. There is this idea of like an authority figure or a power dynamic that's kind of built into the word authority that I think is the crux of what turns people off from like, I have to establish authority in my marketing.
Yeah.
So when I say authority, what I mean is part of the job of your marketing is to demonstrate that you know what you are doing as a photographer. And as a business owner who is going to not only make good photos, but like get them to someone on time and communicate with someone well and make sure that their photos are properly backed up. Because let's think about, you know, a photographer in the like, I don't know, Richard Avedon days where, you know, it's like he's this amazing portrait photographer and he's doing all of the like really cool lighting and, you know, photographing famous people and all this. he was a bit of a diva. And I guarantee that, you know, he wasn't doing, in fact, I mean, you know, there's plenty of, I don't know, evidence out there. Like, he was sitting there clicking a shutter and like interacting with the person in the moment. But like, he wasn't even loading his own film. Like, he, everything was being done for him. He was just the one making the photographs. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you can get yourself to Richard Avedon levels of fame and, you know, popularity as a photographer, great. You're probably going to stop listening to the Consistency Club. But the but in the meantime, for those of us who are, you know, trying to market our businesses, our clients know that we are responsible for a lot of the pieces of our business. And it's important for them to believe that we are not only good picture takers, I'm going to use that word, but also like good at delivering on all of the promises that are implied when someone hires us. So that authority is like showing evidence that you do that, that you have been recognized by, you know, your clients, you know, that you've got sort of proof that you've done that in the past. So that can come in the form of like things like testimonials, certainly any sort of award that you've gotten or opportunity that you've had to speak somewhere or present somewhere or teach something, you know, all of those little steps contribute to this sense of authority. And authority is a relative term, right? Like, I don't, it doesn't have to be like I won a national photography award or you know, it could be something like I was recognized by my child's school as like, you know, they sent me a huge thank you because I went and did the photos for the school dance. It's a true story. So I feel like, you know, even these little things that we don't necessarily see as like, oh, that's really
a big deal.
A big deal. When someone is building this picture in their mind of you and your business and whether or not you kind of know what you're doing, every little story that you can tell that builds that kind of authority is a good thing.
And I'm also just going to add on to that and say every single time that you email your list consistently or that you consistently show up on social media, all of that is building authority because it is showing us that, like, you know, you have your butt together. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it, because if I, as your client, am about to send you thousands of dollars to take photos for me, I want to know that I can trust you to do what you say you're going to do with that money. And like, honestly, if you can't even be bothered to like email regularly or show up on social media regularly, my trust in you goes down significantly. So if you, if you're sitting here thinking, I can't think of anything, like if all you're doing is emailing people consistently and showing up on social media consistently, that in and of itself is building authority for us by being like, wow, look at this person who literally has it so together that they're able to do all of these things. Like, that thought might not be the conscious thought, but that's the unconscious feeling that we get is that like, wow, you've really got it all together.
And
even when you don't.
Even when you don't. But I do, I mean, to your point, like it could be something as small as mentioning in your email, like so-and-so responded to my email, or I got, you know, I got a response from somebody who read my email. And this, I want to like time out here because on the one hand, I always like to write my emails as though I am writing to one person, but I'm not trying to trick someone into thinking they're the only person that I'm writing to. Like, they know that this is a, you know, it's a marketing email, has a unsubscribe button at the bottom. But at the same time, you know, as much as that message may feel tailored just to them, to then hear in the email like, oh, so-and-so wrote me back 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I think that that builds credibility. Like, people listen to this person. People, you know, have feelings and responses to what they have to say. I think that, you know, that's not only authority, that's also a bit of social proof.
Just showing people that like, hey, there are other people in the world that trust me and look at me doing what I say I'm going to do.
Right.
I think that in the world, in the online world, there are so many people that make big promises and then don't follow through on them. Just simply doing what you say you're going to do is like a huge way to build authority and credibility for yourself.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can all think of examples of times when someone didn't do what they said that they were going to do in, you know, in like a vendor or whatever that has very quickly taken an experience from like, great, this is going to be great to like, uh-oh, now every single step moving forward, I'm terrified that this is not going to, like, is your spidey senses, like, go way, way up.
Yep. Go up to a level 10. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So, but then I on the other end of that spectrum, I just want to say that there is an absolute balance to building your authority online. You don't want to get to the point where you're like, you're so authoritative, or you're like, that you become unrelatable or untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because like nobody wants to, we have all followed these people on social media, whether it is like a fitness person that you follow or like a fashion, you know, like, right. I follow some of these like, you know, fashion people, and it's like, yeah, if they're like runway model fashion people, I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to be that. Goodbye.
Right.
Okay. So their authority is like way out of touch for me. But if they're like, you know, cute looks for the everyday work at home person, I'm like, oh, that's me.
Right.
They have a lot of authority, but like they're still keeping it within in reach for me. So yeah. As a photographer, how do you sort of establish that authority for your clients while not being so far out of reach that they're just like, okay, yeah, this is like way out of my comfort zone. It's out of my, like, and when I follow this person, I just feel bad about myself. We definitely don't want people to feel that way.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, I would say there is like the potential for somebody to be like, oh, that person's, you know, way, I don't know, makes me feel bad. But there's also the potential for them to be like, oh, I'm not going to reach out to them. They're too busy. They probably charge 1,000 times more than my budget. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I might go watch. I know it's hard for you to believe if you're looking at the video of this right now. I'm wearing a yellow sweatshirt. So like fashionista over here. But so I don't follow a lot of fashion people. But if I were, I mean, you know, we all have like our thing that we're into, whether it's like Hollywood, you know, like interested in listening about the royals or the Hollywood elite or whatever. But we don't expect to be like brought into the conversation with those people. We don't expect, certainly, you know, if we're talking about someone at that level who takes on clients, we're not going to like probably apply to work with them or be hired or hire them because it's like they're way out of our league. We don't want to be so high on the authority ranking that we alienate our ideal clients, right? And the way that we do that is to combine this authority, establishment of authority, with vulnerability. So yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about the vulnerability piece?
Yeah. So, you know, like Anami's saying, it's like, okay, so you are like, hey, I am a person who has it together. I know what I'm doing. Here's all the ways that you can trust me and believe in me, paired with, here are some ways that I'm just like you. It's like, celebrity example. Do you remember? I don't read these magazines anymore, but like, I remember like in like Self or Us Weekly, whatever, there was always like the celebs, they're just like us. And it was like pictures of them going to Starbucks or like whatever. And the whole point there is to like show them literally like in a vulnerable, no makeup state, whatever.
Right.
Like, look, they're just like us. And that is your sort of job as well in the vulnerability part. It's like, how do you show your potential clients that you are actually just like them? The thing that you just do better than them is take photos. But other than that, like, you're really just like them. And when you can find a vulnerability story that overlaps your area of expertise, so photography, with like another area that you have in common. So like, I read your example, so I'm going to steal this, like being a mom, being a busy mom. Like if you can share a vulnerability story right in between those two things, that is going to make your audience feel super, super connected to you.
Yeah.
And I do want to go back though, you know, and maybe I'll just throw the ball back to you. The difference between, who was it? Brene Brown was like live streaming your bikini. Wow.
Yeah.
So like, the difference between being vulnerable and like TMI, okay? Like we're not talking about TMI. It's like sharing something that is, you know, that you're like, I'm a little nervous to share this, but it's going to make me feel more approachable and human to people. That's the kind of story we're looking for here.
Yeah. And I just want to put out there, like, this actually doesn't have to do, I, in my example, definitely did talk a little bit about like my vulnerability as a parent and like my imperfection as a parent, because I know that that overlaps with my, you know, my clients are also parents. And so that we have that probably in common. But like, it could be something as simple as talking about how I am not great at certain kinds of sports, or like I'm uncoordinated. Like talking about that has nothing to do with photography at all. And I wouldn't like go on and on and on about it, but sort of acknowledging it in a story that I'm sharing in my email, or in a, you know, one of my stories on Instagram or something like that. Just pointing out the fact that like, I am not this untouchable person. Here's something I did that was stupid today, or like, and I got pulled over by a cop this morning, or whatever. Yeah. Like those kinds of stories that just show that you are a human being, whether or not that's something that you're like the person who's reading that has in common with you, it just makes you feel more like them. And if it's something that they happen to be good at, let's say that you tell a story about how you botched a baking project or something, you know, like you, I don't know, made your kid's birthday cake and it turned out to be like a birthday pancake or whatever, that if they're like a really great baker, it actually gives them this sense of like, hey, yeah, look, I'm better at baking and she's better at photography. Like it just sort of gives you that level without taking away from the fact that like you've also built this authority in the one silo.
Yep, absolutely. And it's some fun ways I've seen this. Like you probably now that if you start thinking about it, you'll see people do this on social media. I think like pretty naturally, I'll often say on social media that I'm bad at math. So like that'll become a thing. Or you'll see people be like, lately I've been seeing these funny reels where it's like people are like another amazing meal by mom. And they basically just like put a box of like, let's say it's mac and cheese, literally like in the frying pan. And then they like take the lid off, but they do the edit so that it just like looks like, oh, poof, that was made. And it just makes you feel like you're like, yeah, I've been there. Like it's been a Tuesday where I'm like, oh, I've had a day. And like, I'm just like, you know what, kids, it's Kraft mac and cheese for dinner and hot dogs, like get at it. And so I think like if you start thinking about that, you can think of all of those different little ways that you see your friends, you know, naturally. And you do that with your friends in conversations all the time. So again, it's one of those things like if you start looking for it, you're going to see it pop up more and more. And this is like sort of a maybe like a little bonus add-on is like if you, to go back to your cake example, if you're like, I suck at baking, I made this. Like last year for my kid's birthday, I made this cake and it totally failed. Does anyone have like a no fail cake? Like you can ask for advice on something that you're bad at. And that is like a great way to open the conversation with your email list, with your social media, to be like, hey, I am really good at this thing over here, photography, but this thing, baking, I'm really terrible at. Anybody out there a good baker? And then like if somebody sends you, you know, here's a you can't fail at it cake recipe, then you can be like, well, I got this response from so-and-so, building your authority. And then you can be like, and here's my vulnerability and I'm sharing it with everybody in case you also happen to be a terrible baker, right? Yeah. Like that's how you can kind of full circle that.
And if you have been around Consistency Club for a while, or if you're brand new, you know, the thing about all of these different sort of tips and strategies and whatever, some of them are a little bit more like, hey, take this thing and go use it this week. And it's going to, you know, give you an opportunity to have a conversation or whatever. The fact of the matter is that all of the strategies and all of the tips that we share on this show are intended to be cumulative. So I love, you know, you are sort of weaving in, well, ask a question, invite a conversation. What we are going for is this sort of woven tapestry of feelings that people feel about our brand. We are ultimately brand building in all that we do. And when we're teaching it here, we're talking about email and social media, but we are building someone's overall impression of us as people, but as of us as a brand. And what that over time does is it establishes that credibility. So to go back to what we were talking about, authority kind of multiplied by vulnerability equals credibility. So you just, I guess the overall message today is think about how those two entities show up in your messaging. And it doesn't need to be every single time. And it doesn't need to, we're going to, for those of you who are in the Consistency Club, we're about to move over to where we're walking you through this month's templates. And we've got, I think, really good ones this month. So I'm excited to to kind of dive into that, that really do showcase this particular thing. But you'll also see in our templates that it's not just authority and vulnerability and sort of building that credibility. We're kind of like weaving in all the different pieces. So if you happen not to be in the Consistency Club, you should join us. It's at go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club. But if you're not in a position to join us right now, I would just invite you to really be sort of mindful of the balance of those things that you're sharing. Yeah. Nobody wants to be friends with like the super perfect person online. And nobody is going to trust you if you just show up all the time and talk about how you are a total disaster. Like there's, you got to find balance. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think just to tack onto what you were saying, like, you know, as you're listening, whether you're a member of the Consistency Club or not, as you listen to these episodes every month, the idea is the reason that this is a club, that this is not like a join one time and get these things and then be done is because is because it really is like, you know, I always go back to a fitness analogy. It really is like a gym membership. Like we are trying to get you in shape so that like when you first go to the gym, you might only know how to do one lifting move. But, you know, if you keep going month after month, you're going to add a bunch of different things to your repertoire. That's how we want you to start to think about your marketing. So the more you listen to this show, again, whether you're a member or not, and you just sort of let the things that we're talking about wash over you and just percolate through your mind, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to bake the perfect cake the first time, but like just sort of let these things all come together and it will you'll start to like add a bunch of different skills to your marketing tool belt. And then that is, like Anani said, what's going to build this really robust, well-balanced brand that is going to have all of the things that you should have in a good marketing plan and in a good brand presence.
You know what just sparked for me while you were saying that is that in many ways, it is, I think we should start calling it a marketing practice, like practice or a meditation practice. Like to your point, you're not going to bake the perfect cake the first time, but you're not going to bake the perfect cake every time, no matter who you are. The fact is, this is marketing as a, as like a thing in your business is something that you just have to keep doing. And so what we hope that the club gives you is some inspiration every month, some sort of like a push in a particular direction, a reminder that like it does have to stay in balance and you can't just do all of one thing all the time. But that really is what we're doing here is building this marketing practice because it is ongoing. For the lifetime of your business, you are going to have to continue to show up, talk about what you do, talk about who you are, all these different things. And finding new ways to do that is challenging.
It is challenging. And that's what we're here for. We're taking that little, that part of the work out for you so that every month you're like, how am I showing up? And we're going to tell you exactly how you're doing that. So this month, the answer is you are being authoritative and being vulnerable to build your credibility.
Love it. It's also real handy that every month I feel my own inspiration around marketing rejuvenated. So thank you for that. Yeah. All right. And with that, we will sign off for the general group and we'll see those of you who are in the Consistency Club in just a second.
And for those of you who want to join, like Anami said, the URL that you can go to is go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club.
That's it for this month's marketing lesson, but there's more waiting when you become a member. Visit go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club to join the Consistency Club and get instant access to the rest of this episode, your Mad Lib style email and social media templates, our library of bonus trainings, and this month's secret strategy. Again, that's go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club. We can't wait to have you.